我们再一同打开诗篇第一百篇。
Let's turn again to Psalm 100.
我们一同的再读一遍。
Let's read them together again.
诗篇一百篇，普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民。当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院。当感谢他，称颂他的名，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。好像感恩节还没有过去。
Seems like the Thanksgiving has not passed yet.
我们一般就觉得，礼拜四晚上的大餐吃过来以后，感恩节就过去了。
We might felt that after a Thursday night feast that the day of Thanksgiving had passed.
我听到弟兄姊妹的祷告唱诗，还是今天还是正式一个感恩礼拜。
And I heard the prayer and the singing that of the saints, I felt that today is really the Thanksgiving worship.
其实我们每一个主日都是感恩节。
Actually, every Sunday should be a day of Thanksgiving.
我们在每一天的生活的里面，每一天都是感恩节。
Even in our daily life, it should be a day of Thanksgiving.
所以我们要凡事谢恩。
In all things, we give thanks.
不住的祷告。
And pray without ceasing.
我们刚刚读的诗篇第一百篇。
Earlier, we read from Psalm 100.
这是从诗篇第93篇以后95篇到100篇，这是一集的诗歌。
And from Psalm 93 and then from Psalm 95 all the way to 100 is a session of songs.
也是在圣殿里面每一天他们所要唱的诗歌。
It's a song that they will sing every day in the synagogue.
在这一集的诗歌的里面，就是说到耶和华是神，耶和华是王，是配的我们来赞美他，来感谢他。
And in all these psalms, it's mentioned that our Jehovah God is King, and He is God, and He is worthy for our praise.
93篇是一个开始，一个小引。
Psalm 93 is like an introduction.
以后一百篇乃是一个结论。
And then Psalm 100 is like a conclusion.
所以这短短的五节的圣经就是把前面所唱的现在做一个结论。
And in this five Psalms and whatever we have sang now is a conclusion.
所以今天早上我们一起的还是要唱这一篇的诗篇。
So today, this morning, we want to sing this song together.
我们还是要一起的来思想这一篇的诗篇。
And we want to meditate on this song together.
可能我们不是用声音来唱，我们用心来唱。
Maybe we're not singing it with our voice, but rather with our heart.
在中文的圣经上面的小字，就说是称谢的诗。
In the Chinese, you can see that there's a title that's called A Song for Giving Thanks.
所以这是一个非常好的感恩节的诗篇。
It's a very good song for us to remember during Thanksgiving.
但是有的用是这一篇的一个题目是用赞美的诗篇。
But the theme, title I have is A Song of Praising.
在拉丁的圣经的里面他就加上说是一个信仰的诗篇。
And then in the Latin text it said, it added that it's also a psalm about belief.
其实这一篇诗篇可以说是每一个基督徒人生的诗歌。
And it should really be a psalm for every single Christian.
我们的人生乃是要赞美。
Our life should be filled with thanksgiving.
我们的人生乃是要常常的感恩。
And our life should be filled with praise.
我们的人生乃是要常常的 要从我们的心里唱出那个美妙的诗歌。
We should sing from our hearts and in our life.
但是写一篇的诗篇也可以说是预言的诗篇。
But also this psalm is also a psalm of prophecy.
这里呢是预言到有一天弥赛亚要统治世界。
It had prophesied here that one day Messiah will rule the world.
不是单单为着以色列人他们有救恩。
It's not only a salvation for the Israel.
不是以色列人他们每一年三次的到圣殿去敬拜神。
Not only for the Israel to go to the temple to worship three times a year.
整个世界全地，所以在这里开头说，普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
It's really for the whole earth. That's why this in the first verse it said that all the earth should shout joy to the Lord.
这是一个喜年的时候。
And this is a year of jubilee.
这是主耶稣再来以后要建立他喜年国度的时候。
And this is a time that when Jesus will come back and build his jubilee year.
万国万民都要来到主的面前来敬拜他，来称颂他。
And all nation and all language of people will come and worship and praise him.
为什么容易了解的记得，我就把这一篇诗篇分成两段。
And so that we can remember that easily, I have separated into two sessions.
第一节到第三节，这是一段。
From verse 1 to verse 3 is one session.
第四节、第五节，这是另外一段。
And then verse 4 and 5 will be the second.
第一段呢，是告诉我们说，要如何的，应当要乐意的来侍奉耶和华。
And the first session it said how we should come and worship and serve God with gladness.
第四节、第五节就告诉我们说，我们应当要赞美、感恩的进入了他的圣殿。
And then in second session, it said we should enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise.
但是在这里很容易的来记得，在这里有七句的命令语气的话。
And then we have to remember in this session there are seven commands.
在中文的里面就是很清楚的说应当当这一个字，应当当这一个字。
And it's the words that said that you should.
这是我们每一个基督徒应尽的本分。
This is the responsibility for every Christian.
这是我们应当做的。
And something we ought to do.
在摩西在生命记的里面苦口婆心的来吩咐以色列人说，你们应当要尽心尽意尽力爱你们的神，独一的神。
And Moses in Deuteronomy had encouraged these people saying that you are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul and all your strength.
在这一篇的诗篇的里面也是告诉这许多的神的儿女们怎样的要尽心尽意尽力爱主我们的神。
And similarly, in this psalm, it's encouraging us that we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart and all our mind and all our strength.
我们稍微可以看一下，在第一段的里面有四个当。
And then in the first session, there are four words that should.
在第二段里面就有三个。
And then the second session, there are three more.
一共加起来十七个。
So you added them together, seven of them.
这也可以说跟地上跟天上合起来成了一个大的荣耀的赞美。
It's also like when we put together the heaven and earth, they are great praise.
我们在地上有敬拜。
In earth, we have this worship.
在天上也有敬拜。
In heaven, there's also praise.
这个四是地上的数目。
Number four is a number for the earth.
也可以说是人间的数目。
Or the number for the human being.
因为这个世界世上有四个方向。
Because in the earth there are four directions.
所以就是四来代表这个我们的人间的事情。
So the number four to represent the things of this earth.
这个三是代表神。
And the three represent God.
是在天上的事情。
It's something are in heaven.
我们常常说，我们所相信的神是圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Sometimes we mention the God we believe is the God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们常常说我们所相信的是三位一体的神。
And then we believe in the God of Trinity.
我们常常觉得哦，这个很难了解的。
Sometimes we think it's very hard to understand this.
为什么呢？因为这乃是天上的事情。
Because this is something in of heaven.
地上的事情我们看得见。
What we can on earth we can see.
我们尚且有时候不能够完全的明白。
But even so, we don't really fully understand.
说到天上的事情的时候，我们更不容易用我们的理性来了解。
It's even harder for us to understand what's in heaven with our own mind.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
虽然是一个奥秘。
Even though it's a mystery.
但是借着我们的所相信的主耶稣基督，完全的显明出来。
But it's revealed to us through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当我们在这里敬拜神的时候，当我们在这里赞美神的时候，天上天使也在哪一个地方赞美，我们就可以经历了这一个奥秘。
And because we are worshiping and serving, praising God here, in heaven the angels are doing the same thing with such that we can understand this meaning.
所以我就把它分成两个。
So I separate those into two parts.
一个是四，一个是三。
One is the number four, and the other one.
那我们看看，前面的有四个章。
And we look at the four shirt.
第一节说，普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
And the first one that you should shout for joy, for all the.
有第二个，就第二节说，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华。
And second, you should worship the Lord with gladness.
以后第三个就在后半节说，当来向他歌唱。
And then the second part of the verse says, you should come before him with joyful songs.
第三节就说，你们当晓得耶和华是神。
And then the third verse is that you should know the Lord is God.
前面就告诉我们说，应当要如何的来敬拜。
In the beginning, tells us how to worship.
以后说，就说到为什么我们要这样的敬拜我们的神。
And later on I say, why we should worship our God like this.
他说，我们是他造的，也是属他的。
He said, because we are made by him and also belong to him.
我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
以后第二段我们就看到有三个章。
And then second part, there are other three sheets.
那都在第四节。
It's all in verse 4.
他说当称谢进入他的门。
He said, you should enter his gates.
当赞美进入他的院。
And you should praise in his courts.
当感谢他称颂他的名。
And you should give thanks and praise his name.
前面也是一样的说到我们要怎样的做。
And also in the beginning, say how we should do it.
但是第五节就说到为什么我们要这样的做。
And then verse 5 tells why we should do it.
这里诗人就说因为耶和华本为善。
And then said because the Lord is good.
他的慈爱存到永远。
And his love endures forever.
他的信实直到万代。
And his faithfulness continues through all generations.
这样的讲一下是不是你们现在很容易了解。
So now can you understand it a lot more easily?
我们还是在这一篇诗篇的上面。
We are still in this psalm.
所以我们一起再读一遍。
Let's read it one more time today.
可能你们再读一遍都会背了。
Maybe after you read it, you can memorize it.
我想那更容易了解。
But much easier to understand.
我们一同再读。
Let's read them together.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。你们当晓得耶和华是神。我们是他造的，也是属他的。我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他称颂他的名。因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。我们这样读的时候，你们心里有没有什么感觉？
When you read it like this, do you have any response in your heart?
是不是轻松一点?
Are you a lot more relaxed now?
但愿我们真的赞美的时候，把一切的重担都脱落。
Maybe when we truly praise Him, we can put aside our burdens.
但愿我们的忧愁 也能够变成了喜乐。
May our sorrow turn into joy.
因为这是神给他儿女的福分。
Because this is a blessing that was given to his children.
现在让我们一个一个看。
Now let's look at it individually.
来，我们先看第一节到第三节。
First, read from verse 1 to 3.
我们应当如何的要来侍奉或者敬拜我们的主？
How do we come and worship or serve our Lord?
在这里一个很主要就是说，我们要乐意的侍奉耶和华。
Here it is clearly said that we should worship with gladness.
这个乐意也可以说是甘心而乐意的。
It's like a willing heart with gladness.
我想乐意不是一个外面的、外表的。
It's not just on the outside.
乐意乃是出于内心的。
And it's coming from the inward.
有时候你们可能可以看见了我的脸。
Sometimes can see my face.
我这个是里面怎么样，我就表现出来。
Whatever's inside of me, maybe I will reveal from the outside.
若是你看我的脸色不好，惨惨的，那是那个时候我是不乐意。
If you see my straight face, then probably I'm not willing.
若是你看见我的脸圆圆的，那是出于甘心乐意。
If you see my face being round, maybe I'm more willing.
哎呀，今天早上，你们看我的脸可能是圆圆的。
Today, this morning, maybe you see my face to be about a little bit.
但是昨天我整天，因为礼拜五就开始，我昨天礼拜五晚上没有睡几个钟头，所以我就非常的累。
But starting Friday, I did not sleep much at all. So yesterday, I was really tired.
我自己是坐五号的车。
And I was riding on a 5号car.
应当我自己开车的时候，我一累就跑回去了。
If I have driven myself, then if I felt tired, then I would have gone.
我还是要在哪一个地方陪弟兄姊妹。
But I have still to be there and just with the brothers and sisters.
所以我坐五号车就回去的时候，他就跟我说什么时候要开那个年年会那个。
So when Wuhai was taking me home, he asked me when should we have the annual meeting.
我想五号听到以后，他非常的伤心。
And I, whatever I said, Wu Hao may be very sad of what I said.
我就觉得，我说我这个实在没有办法的。
And I said I have no way out.
我想我那个时候觉得我不甘心。
And I felt that at that time I was not willing.
我们到主的面前，乃是需要一个乐意的心。
When we come to our Lord, we have to have that gladness.
因为神喜悦。我们甘心乐意的来到他的面前。
It's because God loves those who come willingly.
我们看到大卫他犯罪以后。
When we see David after he sinned.
好像神撇弃了他。
Seems like God had forsaken him.
但是当他悔改的时候，回到神的面前认罪的时候。
But when he turned back and come back to God to repent.
他就写了诗篇第51篇。
He wrote the Psalm 51.
前面都是他恳求神赦免他的罪。
In the beginning session is his plea for God to forgive him.
但是到了十二节的时候，大卫有求神很宝贵的事情。
But then in verse 12, he started to ask God for something really precious.
他不单是求神给他一个清洁的心。
Not only he asked God for a pure heart.
他不单是求神给他一个正直的灵。
Not only did he ask God for a righteous spirit.
他不单求神说不要把圣灵拿回去。
He asked God not to take away the Holy Spirit.
但是十二节的时候，他就求神说，那个使我能得救恩之乐。
He said, "Restore me a joy of salvation."
我们在救恩的里面，乃是得着了神从天上给我们的喜乐。
And when we receive the salvation, we have received that joy also.
但是下面他求神说，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。
And then later on he said, grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
这一个乐意的灵实在是太宝贵了。
It's so precious of this willing spirit.
我就觉得若是没有哪一个乐意的灵在我的里面的时候，哎呀，我真的每一天来到这里都是背着重担。
If I don't have this willing spirit, every time I come here, it will be a burden to me.
但是感谢神，我在主的面前承认我的软弱。
But thank God, I come to God and confess my weakness.
承认我的罪。
To confess my sin.
他不但用他的宝血洁净了我。
Not only he used his blood to cleanse me.
他也是把弱意的灵放在我的里面。
He put in me a willing spirit.
所以从清晨开始的时候，我两点半起来。
So in the morning, I woke up at 2:30.
我到五点多的时候，我就想去睡一下。
I want to go back to sleep at 5:00.
结果从台湾打电话来，就电话响了，我就醒起来。
But there's a phone call from Taiwan, and I woke up again.
但是感谢主，因为他一个弱一的灵放在我的里面，我乃是充满了里面的一个甘心乐意。
Because of the joy that was put in me, the willing spirit that was put in me, I have this joy.
所以我今天早上才能够站在这个地方。
So that I can stand before you this morning.
不然我就本来就想到我的纲要给季弟兄。
I was thinking maybe I'll just turn over my outline to Brother Chi.
他很知道我所写的纲要。
And he understands what I wrote down in my outline.
他能够替我讲。
He can speak for me.
我也想到以后若是要排这个安排的时候，我有个条件。
So later on, if we have any arrangement, I have a requirement.
就是我不一定能够上来。
That not necessarily I'll be able to come and speak.
但是我可以预备纲要。
But I can prepare for the outline.
临时有很多的弟兄姊妹就可以在这一个地方传讲。
And then some other brothers and sisters can come up here and speak for me.
我有了若一的灵以后。我才能够把主的道传给许多需要的人。
I can only preach the gospel for those who are in need only after I have the willing spirit.
所以十三节就说，我就把你的道指示有过犯的人。
And then in verse 13 of Psalm 51, it said, "Then I can then teach the transgressor with your ways."
感谢主，当我得着了诺伊的灵的时候。我就觉得实在那个大卫那一个祷告是太宝贵了。
After I received this willing spirit, I felt so precious of the psalm that David wrote.
不单我们有个乐意的人，
Not only we have a willing spirit,
我们也需要一个欢喜欢呼那个来到主的面前。
We need to have that joy to come and shout for the joy.
所以第一节就开始说普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
That's why the first verse said that shout for joy to the Lord all the earth.
有时候我就想到有的教会太吵。
And sometimes I feel some churches too noisy.
去的时候打锣打鼓吹号，那个耳朵就受不了。
And sometimes they will be beating the drum and trumpet there, and then my ears cannot stand it.
但是我就想到也有神的祝福。
But then I felt that there's blessing from God.
就很多人去那个。
There a lot of people will go there.
但是在这里告诉我说，我们说要欢呼。
And here said we need to shout for joy.
我就觉得欢呼不是一个大吵大闹。
But shout for joy is not just noise, a lot of noise.
欢呼乃是真正的来把一切的荣耀归给神。
And shouting for joy is coming here to give God all His glory.
在这里欢呼乃是一个欢乐。
And here is really a joyful shout.
我想我们早上我看每一个脸都很欢乐。
So this morning I saw all your faces. You are so joyful.
所以前一个主日我们学习说哈利路亚，回到要学讲哈利路亚。
So last Sunday we learned how to shout out hallelujah.
我想早上我们还是要叫三次。
And then this morning we need to shout three times also.
哈利路亚，
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 哈利路亚。
我想我们不吵。
I don't think it's very noisy here.
但是我们真正的这个哈利路亚，我们是把荣耀归给神。
But hallelujah is giving God the glory.
诗篇第二篇说，外邦为什么震闹？
In Psalm 2 it said, why do the nation was shout?
他说臣宅为什么谋算许多虚妄的事情？
And all these people, why are they plotting in vain?
神不要我们争争闹闹。
And God does not want us to have struggle.
神乃是要我们欢乐。
He wants us to have joy.
这一个欢呼的字是 jubilee.
And This worth shouting for joy.
我想 Robert 他就常常欢呼呢。
And I think Robert he always will be shouting for joy.
这个 Jubilee 乃是一个安息年。
And this word Jubilee is a year to rest.
乃是一个圣年。
It's a holy year.
当我们唱诗的时候。
As we sing.
当我们说到哈利路亚的时候。
When we shout for hallelujah.
当我们得着了释放的时候。
When we are freed.
我们乃是真正得着了从天上给我们的安息。
And then we truly have the rest coming from heaven.
今天在这个时代的里面，安息不容易。
In this generation, it's very hard to come by rest.
安全不容易。
Not even safety.
安息更不容易。
Resting is even harder.
但是感谢神，我们却是从我们的主耶稣基督里面的应许，我们得到安息。
But from the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ, we
can have
rest so that we can shout for joy.
让我们常常的欢乐
so that we can shout with joy.
因为这是神的旨意
because this is the will of God.
在诗篇126篇的里面
in Psalm 126,
那是以色列人的经历
it is an experience of the Israel.
我想也是许多种菜的人的经历
There's also some of those people who plant the vegetables.
也是种田人的经历。
Those who plow the field.
我不是我父亲是一个做生意的。
My father is a businessman.
但是我很欢喜跑到乡下去种田。
But yet I like to go to the village to plow the field.
所以我看见很多的农夫他在撒种的时候实在是很辛苦的。
I saw some of these farmers as they are sowing the seed. There's a lot of work.
但是在收成的时候是很欢乐的。
But they have a lot of joy when they reap.
哎呀，我小的时候常常就躺在麦秆的上面。
And when I was little, I was just lying on the field.
你知道那个麦秆一个香味。
And there's a sweetness.
哎，这个五谷的有很多香味。
And this wheat has a lot of aroma.
所以这个诗人到了被掳以后，回到家里的时候，他就做一首诗歌。
So this psalmist, when he went back home, he had wrote a psalm.
这就是诗篇156篇。26篇。
This is Psalm 126.
他说：“流泪撒种的，必丰富收割。”
He said, "He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow."
这个丰富就是这样的丰富。
He who sows in tears will weep with songs of joy.
他说那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
And then he who goes out weeping carrying seed to sow will return with songs of joy.
这里说普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
You say all the nations should shout for joy.
就是好像哪一个经过流泪以后他得着了收成哪一个欢呼。
It's like after we sow with tears, then we rejoice when we weep.
在诗篇第八十九篇第十五节。
In Psalm 89, there's verse 15. It says,
这里神有个给我们一个非常美好的应许。
And here God gives us a very good promise.
你若是找到了以后，就好好的把这一节记住。
If you find this verse, then you should really memorize this verse.
他说知道向你欢呼的那民是有福的。
He said, blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you.
我们可以看到有的民族是哭哭啼啼的。
We saw that some nations have a lot of tears.
他们所唱的歌乃是一个悲歌。
And the song they sing is a sorrowful song.
很可惜常常没有得着了接受到神的祝福。
Regretfully, they have not received the blessing of God.
我想美国的人是很快乐的。
And I think the Americans, they are very joyful.
他常常欢呼。
They always sing with joy.
因为他知道神给的一个那个应许。
Because they know the promise of God.
他说知道向你欢呼的那民是有福的。
He said, blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you.
我想今天我们都享受了在美国的这一个福气
I think we all are enjoying the blessing in America
我想我们来到主的面前应当要欢喜
I think when we come to God we need to shout for joy
有的聚会太吵闹
Some meeting is too noisy
但是我们的聚会太安静
But our meeting is too quiet
那我们有时候可以欢乐起来。
Sometimes we can be joyful too.
我们常常要唱哈利路亚。
And we would sing the song of hallelujah.
以后我们就看到第二节的后半部说，当来向他歌唱。
And then we saw the second part of verse 2 that we are come here to have joyful songs.
我们不单是要乐意，不单要欢乐，我们还要唱歌。
Not only we have a willing heart and also with gladness, now we have to have joyful songs.
我想有一阵我们常常唱短歌的时候拍手。
And then a period of time when we sing the singspiration, we will clap our hands.
现在好像又慢慢的没有听到了。
And now we don't hear that anymore.
所以有时候也是要欢呼。
And sometimes we still have to have joyful songs.
但是我们有时候也唱这个诗歌。
And sometimes we will sing this song.
这个诗歌也不要看轻。
This hymn, and don't look down on this hymn.
我们就觉得老歌不流行。
And we felt that the old hymn is not very popular.
但是哪一个老歌里面有很多的属灵人的经历写下来。
But there's a lot of experience from the saints from before.
这个是叫做诗歌。
And this is called a hymn.
是我们要常常的唱诗歌。
We always want to sing the hymn.
其实宇宙是充满了诗歌。
And actually, the universe is filled with hymns.
那个诗篇十九篇第一节说：“诸天述说神的荣耀，群川传扬他的手段。”
In Psalm 19, verse 1, it said, "Heaven declares the glory of God, and the sky was filled with His work."
你若是我不晓得其他地方。我童年的时候到福建山地去念书。
I don't know about other places, but when I was young, I went to Fujian to study there.
Fujian 的山地是很多的竹林竹子。
And in this hillside, there's a lot of bamboos.
这个风吹过去的时候，就有一首的音乐出来。
And as the wind blows, you will hear a song there.
实在宇宙是充满了音乐。
And the universe is filled with music.
我不晓得 Christine 他特别对音乐有兴趣。有没有感受到实实在在许多的音乐都充满了在空中。
I don't know if Christine she likes music. I don't know if she can feel that. It really feels with a lot of music.
我想不单是宇宙充满了音乐。
Not only the universe is filled with music.
在天上的天使也是充满了歌唱。
In heaven where the angels are also a lot of songs.
若是我们读启示录有弟兄姊妹说启示录看不懂，没关系。
And if we read Revelation, but you said you may not understand it, but that's okay.
但是你读启示录第四章、第五章也够了。
If you just read Revelation chapter 4 and 5, that will be good.
那是天上的赞美。
This is a praise from heaven.
众天使在哪一个地方歌唱
？All the angels were singing there.
我相信不久以后，我这个走过这一个世界。
And not soon after I pass through this earth,
我要到哪一个地方去
？I also want to go to this place.
我要跟众天使一起在哪一个地方唱歌
？I want to sing the hymns, songs together with the angels.
那个时候我不要再开同工会。
At that time, I don't have to have staff meeting anymore.
那个时候我也不要一定说，哎呀，希望更多的人来。
And then I don't need to say more people come.
在哪一个地方只有赞美
？And over that place, there's only praise.
只有歌唱。
There's only songs.
弟兄姊妹，宇宙充满了音乐。
The universe is filled with music.
天上充满了那个歌唱。
And heaven is filled with songs.
难道我们这许多的蒙恩的人，我们更要赞美歌颂我们的主耶稣基督
？How much more we who are saved that we should sing the songs to God?
所以每逢我听到唱诗的时候，好像我的灵就到天上去了。
So every time I heard the singing, it seems like my spirit was lifted up.
真的，天使常常也在我们当中，给我们一起唱歌。
And the angels are among us, singing together with us.
我没有时间做这个见证。
I don't have time to give that testimony.
但是，这普天颂赞第十二首，我们的诗歌也是第十二首。
And in the hymn note number 12,
这里诗歌说这是天父世界。
It says, "This is my Father's world."
孩童侧耳要听。
The children had to listen.
他说宇宙唱歌四维响应。
And when the universe sing, the echoes all over.
星辰坐落同声。
And the stars also was rejoicing.
谁说没有音乐？
Who said there are no music?
哇，人生也是需要音乐。
And our life needs music too.
人生也是要充满了音乐。
And needs to be filled with music.
这乃是一个真的完美的人生。
And this is truly a complete life.
神给我们一个权利。
God gave us a privilege.
他的生命在我们的里面。
His life is within us.
也叫我们能够织成一首的诗歌。
So we can make a song out of it.
所以当摩西过了红海以后，他就写了一首诗歌。
So after Moses passed the Red Sea, he wrote a song.
这首诗歌当时唱，旧约的时代唱，我们现在唱，将来也是要唱。
That song was sung during the Old Testament time, and also during this time that we sing, also in the future we'll be singing it.
在地上要唱这首诗歌，在天上也要唱这首的诗歌。
We sing this song on earth and also in heaven.
他说：“耶和华是我的力量。”
He said, "Jehovah God is my strength."
是我的诗歌。
It's my song.
也成了我的拯救。
Become my salvation.
哎，我想我不要太啰嗦，讲太多。
I don't think I will dwell on it for too much.
好了，我们在这一段的里面，诗人就特别说，我们要晓得他是神。
And then the psalmist said that we should know he is God.
我们知不知道耶和华是神
？Do we know who Jehovah God is?
有的人说没有神。
And some people may say that there is no God.
有的人说有鬼也有神。
Some people say if there is ghost, there has to be God.
但是从圣经的里面，这里诗人告诉我们说，我们要晓得，只有耶和华乃是神。
But the psalmist told us from this Bible that we need to know that this Lord is God.
我们所信的这位主，他乃是神。
The Lord that we believe in, He is God.
今天有很多人说我们人不是受造的。
And many people said that we human beings are not created.
那下面就说我们是他所造的。
But here it said, he has made us.
我想奥古斯丁就特别在这一个这一句的里面特别注意到。
And Augustine emphasized on this verse.
我不晓得在拉丁译本可能有这样的另外一句话。
And maybe in the Latin, there's maybe this sentence also.
他说我们是神所造的。
He said, we are made by God.
不是自己造的。
Not made by ourselves.
我们常常以为说我自己可以造自己。
Sometimes we think that we can make ourselves.
但是诗人告诉我们说要知道要晓得耶和华是神，我们是他所造的。
But the psalmist told us that we need to know that the Lord is God and we are made by Him.
下面说我们是他草场的羊。
Later on said we are the sheep of His pasture.
我们是他手下的民。
And we are His people.
我想就够了，我不要解释。
I think that's enough. I don't need to explain more.
若是我们是他草场的羊。
If we are the sheep of His pasture.
我想我们是何等的平安。
Wouldn't that be a lot of peace?
我们是何等的饱足。
How satisfied we will be.
我们也是何等的安全。
How safe we will be.
感谢赞美神。
Thank our Lord.
他实在是我们的牧人。
He is our shepherd.
他是我们的好牧人。
He is our good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍命。
A good shepherd will die for his sheep.
我们常常不了解说为什么耶稣要为我死。
Sometimes we don't understand why Jesus had to die for me.
在这里主耶稣自己说他是好牧人。
And here Jesus said he is the good shepherd.
他是好牧人为羊舍命。
And a good shepherd will die for his sheep.
好，现在我们要快一点，我们看第四节第五节。
We hurry on to look at verse 4 and 5.
他说当天蝎进入他的门。
He said to enter his gate with praise and thanksgiving.
当赞美进入他的院。
And to enter his courts with praise.
在这里有两个。
There are two things here.
一个是门，一个是院。
His gates and also his courts.
都要进入的。
We are to enter those.
当我们进入的时候，我们第一个要感谢。
The first thing we need to do is have thanksgiving.
第二个要赞美。
And secondly, with praise.
那个进入门就到哪里?
After you enter the gates, where will you arrive at?
到哪里? 进入门就到院子。
After you enter the gates, where will you be?
进入门就到城里。
You will enter into the city. After you enter the court, where will you be? Will be the temple. There's some study here. When we enter the city, we will have safety. When we enter the temple, then we have rest. We thank our Lord. He's the door, and he also the temple. So that Psalm must have this prayer.
在诗篇118篇19节20节。
In Psalm 118, verse 18 and 19.
他说给我敞开一门。
He said, open the gate of righteousness for me.
我要进去称谢耶和华。
I want to enter and give praise to Jehovah God.
这是耶和华的门。
This is the gates of Jehovah God.
义人要进去。
The righteous will enter.
弟兄姊妹, 我们需要进入。
Brother and sister, we need to enter.
我们才得安全。
Then we will have safety.
我们需要进入殿, 我们才能够得安心。
We are to enter the temple, then we will have the rest.
但是我们要用一个感恩的心。
But we must have a heart of thanksgiving and also a heart of praise.
在圣殿的里面，我们乃是要赞美他。
In this temple, we are to praise him.
我想我应当要停在这里。
I think I need to stop here.
但是等会要唱一首诗歌。
But later on, we will sing a hymn.
这首诗歌就是715首。
And this hymn is 715.
我不晓得我们是不是能够常常的感谢，常常的赞美。
I don't know if we can always give thanks and praise him.
现在不唱。
We won't sing it yet.
我就说这首诗歌叫做数主恩典。
And this is song is on counting the blessing.
哎呀，我就觉得这太宝贵了。
So it's so precious.
所以我就去看看。 这一本的诗歌里面有很多好处。
And I always want to see this song. There's a lot of good things about this song.
你看见前面的 左边就是一个作者 诗歌的作者。
And the left, top left, there's the author of the
这个谱没有关系 谱也很重要 但是谱不是它 我们讲的目的。
And the notes are not the main thing that we're going to talk about.
这个是 Oldman, Johnson 写的。
It's by Johnson Oldman.
他那个是1856年生的，死于1922年。
He was born in 1856 and he died in 1922.
我想他比我年轻。
I think he was younger than me.
他是一个 Methodist，一个普通的信徒。
And he was just a layman saint in the Methodist Church.
他写了5000首诗歌。
He had written 5,000 song hymns.
在我们的当中的诗歌里面有4首。
In our songbook, there are 4 of them.
这4首的诗歌都是非常喜乐的。
And all these 4 hymns is those are very joyful hymns.
第一首诗歌就是211首。
And the first one will be 211.
这是我们有一度的时候，我们薄饼的时候，常常唱这首诗歌。
A certain period of time when we have communion, we sang that song a lot.
这个是活在哈利路亚那一边。
It's to live in the Hallelujah side.
弟兄姊妹，我们是活在哈利路亚的这边，不是哪一边，错了。
We're living in this side of the Hallelujah, not that side.
我们要活在哈利路亚这一边。
We want to live on the this side of the Hallelujah.
我们若是活在哈利路亚的哪一边,
if we live on that side of Hallelujah,
那就唱不出来,
then we cannot sing this song.
但第二首就是274,
and the second one is 274.
就是更高之处,
and it's to a higher ground.
第三首就是四百九十一首。
And the third one is 491.
姐妹有，没有一个人像我们的主耶稣。
No, not one like our Lord Jesus.
以后就是七百十五首。
And then the last one will be the 715.
我想他写的诗歌那个流露就看出他的生命。
And from his songs, we can see his life.
我实在是感谢主，能够有这样的美好的诗歌让我们来享受。
I thank God that we have such a nice hymn that we can enjoy.
让我们借助这诗歌，我们来赞美我们的主。
May through this hymn we can praise our God.
我们来感谢我们的主。
We can thank our God.
在这里七百十五首的副歌的里面，他说诉主恩惠，要一一的诉。
In the chorus part, it said that kind of blessing, name them one by one.
既看他曾如何眷顾你。
How he had looked after us.
他诉主恩典，要一一的诉。
And then as we count the blessing, it will be one by one.
你就要稀奇他曾如何爱你。
And we will be surprised how he had loved us.
弟兄姊妹，诉过了没有？
Have you count?
而且今天好像没有什么恩典。
It seems that today we have not a lot of blessings.
有一个很有名的这个圣经学者。
There's a very famous theologian.
他也是一个解经家。
And he can explain the Bible very well.
我记得我读到 John Jones 他曾经提过，我不晓得哪一本书，他说一定要读他的书。
And I remember one time he said that he's a book that you have to read.
你要把圣经懂得清楚，要把 Matthew Henry 的 commentary 读一遍。
If you want to know your Bible well, you have to read the commentary from Matthew Henry.
他是生于1662年。
He was born in 1662.
他死于1714年。
He died at 1714.
他非常的年龄非常的短。
Very short period of time.
但是我不晓得他怎么样写的那样多的书呢。
But I don't know how he had written so many books.
那这就是神特别的给他的恩赐。
This is a special gift that God had given him.
我们今天觉得哦，这个人很会讲道。
Well, today we feel this one who really know how to preach.
我们在当中最羡慕陈锡珍弟兄。
And some of us really admire Christian Chen, brother Christian Chen.
我们就想到，我若是能够做陈锡珍弟兄多好。
Maybe if I can be like him, it will be so wonderful.
但是我们看到历代神所重用的是许多的仆人。
But then we can see those servants of God that God had used over the years.
神给他那个大的智慧和大的恩典。
God gave him the wisdom and grace.
他有一次。他就被那个强盗把他的票包给他抢走。
And one time, he was robbed and his wallet was taken away.
那所以他回去的时候就把这个事情写在他的日记上。
So after he came, went back home, he wrote down on his diary.
他的日记就有四件的事情要感谢神。
In his diary, there are four things he wanted to give thanks for.
他的皮包给人抢了，他还要感谢神。
After his wallet was taken away, he still gave thanks.
他是第一个感谢神，因为我以前是没有被抢过。
And the first thing he thanked God was because before he was not robbed.
第二个他感谢神说，我皮包给他抢去，我的生命还是存留。
And second thing he thanked God, my wallet was gone, but then my life is still here.
第三个他说，我所被他抢的还是很少。
And the third thing he gave thanks is only a little I have that he had taken away.
第四个，我记一记。第四个他说，我不是抢人的，那是我被抢的。
And the fourth thing he gave thanks, I'm not the robber, but I'm being robbed.
感谢主，我这个脑筋还会记得。
And thank God that I can still remember this.
但愿我们常常的唱。
May that always sing.
我们要赞美。
That praise God.
我们要常常数算主的恩典。
And count the blessings of God.
我想今天有多一点点时间。
I think today we have a little bit more time.
我们唱完诗歌以后，真的是向神反应。
And after we sing the hymn, we can respond to God.
Respond to God.
Maybe just one or two sentences to thank God with.
We'll sing hymn 715.